Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today, I am delighted to welcome Wolfgang Steiner as special guest on the show. Wolfgang is an integrative breathing coach, founder of the Worldwide Breathing Circle and Conscious Breathing Trekking, and yes, he is a man. Welcome, Wolfgang. Can you start with a brief summary of who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Thank you, Shirley. I'm very excited to be here and to share some things about breathing, and I'm just delighted. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Well, as you said, and I think this is something very specific as a man, make men circles since 20 years, and I'm very aware of what is the space where a man is coming from, how a man thinks. And I think specifically in a female space, that might be interesting to have a different perspective, to see how a man thinks, how a man speaks. And I bring a lot of experience from a lot of men I had in my circles where I can pretty much align. There is a common way. So out of my experience, not like it's always like this.
Right.
There is something which is very common in our behavior and how we see things. And I would like to share some of it today with you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, Wolfgang, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Vienna originally. I was born in Vienna. And currently, I'm living in the mountains of Serbia with my family. I'm really in nature.
Oh, wow.
What is specifically beautiful with our children, specifically in our times today, because we go out in nature and nature doesn't know corona.
True. And you talk about family. I will just mention here, because, of course, I find it pretty spectacular. Wolfgang actually has 6 children. And do you want to explain what's also so special about the family constellation? So they are from 2 different women, because my first reaction was, oh, my goodness.
Yes, I was blessed with 6 children. And that has something very specific to do with conscious breathing. I will share with you later on. These 3 children are 3 daughters. One of the pair is the younger ones. And I have 3 sons from my second wife, where the elder one are twins as well.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? So we were talking about where gender comes from, and the gender comes from the male sperm, but actually twins or no twins comes from the woman's side. So we were talking about how incredible that he's ended up with 2 different women with sets of twins, but we were also talking about the fact that nothing happens for nothing and that there is an energy in there. All right, Wolfgang.
Yes. I really want to say this is the law of attraction. So we have our part, how we attract the partner or any outside circumstance which fits to our thoughts, to our expectation. Even
incredible.
The twins is not my, I mean, actually, I'm a twin from a horoscope with ascendant twins, so I cannot say I have nothing to do,
right?
But scientifically, not so from a perspective of science, the number of eggs or how the eggs
split
comes from the woman and her history. But certainly, I think it is a really energetic thing how to attract each other and what's the outcome.
Absolutely.
We have
perfect
our part balance in the outcomes. So we are, from my perspective, just to put that in, there is no victim.
Yes.
You know, the victim has the part in attracting what will happen.
Yes.
And from this perspective, I find it very interesting to give up the victimhood and go into, I am the creator.
Yeah. Nichiren Buddhist, and they actually say that we attract everything that happens to us, that there's a reason. You know, we talk about, you know, Buddhas, obviously, and enlightenment, and that in this Nichiren Buddhism that I practice, it's the fact that we choose to come back to the hardship world in order to enlighten others. So it is all a choice, even the terrible things that happen. I mean, I do personally like the idea, you know, whether you're a Buddhist or not, that things happen for a reason, because that does take away that victim mentality. So then you think, okay, maybe I didn't want this to happen, and maybe I didn't like this part and this part and this part, but what can I take from it? What can I use to learn and grow? Right, now we are going to be talking about breathing here. So, I mean, it is hard to find a topic of greater importance when we talk about improving our lives than breathing. Yet it is one of those activities we barely give any thought to at all. Though I must admit that with Corona, you know, we were talking about nature not knowing Corona, but I have realized that from the amount of people that I know who have had Corona to some degree or another, they do take breathing a lot more seriously since it does predominantly affect your breath. Still, it is, breathing is something that we just do, often badly and inefficiently. And we only become aware of the fact we breathe when we actually struggle to do so. So today, indeed, we are talking about conscious breathing and how it can improve our well-being. Maybe, Wolfgang, you want to talk about how did you get to do this? How did you become a breathing coach?
Thank you very much for this question. This is really maybe the core thing. I mean, today I'm a breathing specialist. I breathe freely, I breathe in any intensity and in any quality I want. For me, breathing is like being healthy, and health means to be able to go into any possibility life provides. Right. So if there is intensity and I can go in the intensity and I enjoy this intensity, then I'm healthy. When I have an intensity and I have to stop because it overwhelms me,
right,
then there is something not healthy within me because I would like to, but I can't.
Right.
So this for me is the description of health or not health.
So it's basically recognizing, first of all, if you're being affected positively or negatively by whatever this, like what you called intensity, because for some exactly. of us, we like it and it makes us, or exactly. some parts of it make us grow and feel purposeful. But when it becomes too much and it affects us then negatively. So first of all, it's being aware, right?
Exactly. Something attracts us, like, you know, we want something and the question is, can I get it or not? Sometimes we want to get something and we can't get there and we suffer.
Right.
We want, but we can't. When you watch your breath in this moment, the question is, can you follow with your breath to this certain state, intensity and quality? Or is it your breath which actually regulates you down in your energy not to get there?
Right. Okay. So that's the two-way street then. I mean, I find breathing really very interesting when you realize how much it affects you. We're not just talking about the fact that we need to be able to breathe in order to live, but we're talking about how it affects sleep, how it affects digestion. I mean, this I've learned firsthand myself. I'm a quite high intensity person, as you might have already realized in the 10 minutes we've spoken. Yeah, but I mean, same thing. It is sometimes realizing that there's that very much that shallow breath, that I'm not anchored, that I'm, you know, just breathing from the top, and that I then get headaches and that I don't sleep well at night and that it affects my digestion. So if I hear you well, so it's first of all, realizing how we're feeling, you know, are we enjoying what we're feeling, this intensity, like you call it, or is it something that we're struggling with? Yes. And then, so then how do you make the line from there? First of all, I had asked you how you got here.
So today I'm freely breathing. I enjoy intensity, however I want to breathe. But this was not always like this. And actually, just recently, I reflected on where is it actually coming from that I'm breathing coach? And I realized, I knew that before, but I really realized consciously what happened. When I was in the womb of my mother, I was supposed to be killed with an abortion.
Yeah.
And my mom said, no, I want this child.
Right.
When I was born, I had my navel cord around my neck and I was a blue baby.
Right.
So I came out and I survived this. Then I was about 3 months old and I had a lung infection.
Good breath
so
again.
All these things were breathtaking, life-threatening events until 3 months of age. Before,
yes.
in the womb, while I was born and afterwards.
Right.
So the entire process of coming into the world was significantly influenced by not being able or not supposed to breathe, to live.
Right. Right.
The breath, Atman, comes from life energy, Sanskrit word for life energy. So in each state, there was a force trying to get rid of me.
Right.
And I actually went through this unconsciously.
Of
and
course,
just
yeah.
recently, and what handicapped me in my whole entire life until 33, I was constantly sick. every time in spring and in autumn when the season changes.
Right.
And I'm born in May. This for me is the most exciting time when life explodes into the world. You know, when this, when the egg just explodes and brings out the flowers. I mean, this is the most exciting time for me. The time gets warmer. And in this time, I had to stay home in bed to recover for a couple of days of anything. I didn't know what it is. It was a flu. Medically, I got a vaccine, and after some days.
Okay.
So, but actually, it brought me so far that I even had a surgery on my nose because of a bent nose, what was supposed to be the reason that I can't breathe freely through the nose. And then I had a breakthrough event because I was working in a big company and very successful and management and everything. And I came to a point that I was not happy.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of, I would say today it was the break moment to burnout.
Right.
But back then, didn't have a name.
Yeah.
So I found myself not being happy in a moment where I could say, I have.
Yes.
And I started thinking. I went to a massage and I found an amazing masseur. And she told me after a couple of times, Wolfgang, I can't help you. And she forwarded me to a meditation from Osho, dynamic meditation, for whomever knows that this is a very intensive morning meditation.
Okay, and Osho.
Osho, yes. He's an Indian guru who made meditations for the Western people to come into meditation from a perspective of activity. So I really was attracted. I went there not knowing what it is, what was good, because I would have never gone there if I would have known what it is. I just was there and I got the introduction. And the introduction was 1 hour, first 15 minutes, breathe as intensively as possible, chaotic, through your nose.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This was something what was not possible for me.
Yes.
So I had no time to run away and the meditation started. And that was good because I went into this breathing and it worked. Something happened, what I meant, what I cognitively would have said, this is not possible.
Right.
And this was my break, my turning point on changing. I can think what is possible, but have a look what is behind. And from this moment on, my entire life changed.
What a beautiful story. I think what you say is so true. That's what we keep saying, you know, get out your head. We do need to think, etc. But it holds us back rationally from so many things that we don't explain. You know, there are things out there. I mean, it's even the famous, what was it? The maths guru, was it Descartes, who said, you know, the heart has its reasons that the reason doesn't comprehend. It's exactly true. And that sometimes we hold ourselves back from discovering these maybe alternative ways which change absolutely everything. And so then you dedicated your life to helping other people understand the power of breath.
From this moment on, I never was sick again.
Gosh. This is what, 20 years ago or so, right?
That was in 2000. Yeah. A year later, my then wife and me wanted to conceive a child and we were ready for half a year and it didn't happen. And I started my breathing education and a week later, my first daughter was conceived.
But I mean, if I understand well, you specialize in men. I mean, this sounds like something that you should be doing for women.
Actually, I'm working with everyone.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm working with men and with women. But the circle of men is something where I can contribute to men in a specific space where women can contribute to women as a circle of women.
Right.
So this is maybe also something very specific. In the last 50 years, I mean, I am a 67th generation. We are in a very tough situation because when we were born, our family, happy or unhappy, was still there. Mm. We all had a father and a mother at home, happy or unhappy. Mm. In the last 50 years, that changed. And we went through all these changes which happened in this meantime. And this really brought a lot of confusion. From my perspective, there is natural roles we have.
Mm-hmm.
And There is one thing I want to bring up, which I recently found from Louise Hay. The more relaxed you are, the healthier you are. And right. We should let that sink. The more relaxed we are, the healthier we are. And when I look at the perspective of masculine and feminine, not to say man and woman,
yes,
the masculine is the active.
Yes.
And the feminine is the relaxed, conceiving, the receiving. When I look at women today, I would say the masculine is more the man and the feminine is more the women. A lot of women have to provide for their life, so there is no hardly time to relax.
Be relaxed.
So the feminine part in the woman actually has no time to do what a female part is, to be ready to receive what is part of being relaxed.
Right.
So this describes, from my perspective, the dilemma of women today, from men as well, because from my perspective as a man, you know, you said you're highly energized and very active. A role of a man in the presence of a woman is to give her space, to be the net. She is the flower who brings the beauty into the life, and she's beautiful. The man doesn't need to be beautiful. He is the net. He's the security. And from this perspective, we just should reflect, what do I need in my life to be happy with myself and to actually achieve what I want? And there comes the conscious breathing, from my perspective, into the game.
Right. I mean, I feel that exactly. We get this, what you've just talked about right now, I think is a topic in itself and one that I would very much like to address. But since we are talking about conscious breathing today, let's bring it back to that. So what can we do? What tips do you have for our listeners? And why, first of all, maybe why should they then consciously breathe? So it's to attain this, if we follow Louise Hay, then it's to get into that stage of relaxation. There, to me, two things went off. One is you can only relax now. So that's the being in the present. You know, you can't relax yesterday, or maybe you were and you might relax tomorrow, but the only time you can be relaxed is now. So it's indeed making that space in this hectic life of ours. And as you say, all the mixes of roles that we have to attain that relaxation. And I think we're relaxed when we know that we're on the right track. It doesn't mean that we're doing everything now, but we know that we're heading the right direction. But so if we say then that our goal through conscious breathing is to get to that state of relaxation, which doesn't mean doing nothing. I think that's also very important, because when I also mentioned to people that I'm Buddhist, they think that I just sort of sit there on the floor doing nothing all day. No, absolutely not. So what can we do? Tell us.
Well, I invite you to take a conscious breath now.
Okay, so how do I do that?
Just breathe in and be aware of your breathing. It's very simple. And there is no right or wrong. Just take a conscious breath and breathe naturally.
I already feel better. I can feel my shoulders going down. I can feel my stomach suddenly. It's,
There is
nothing. Your mouth.
No. Breathe the way you are. Look, from my perspective, there is no right or wrong breathing. You are the sum of your experiences, and this reflects in the way you breathe. That might be shallow, that might be stressed, that might be deep. Just take, without judging, without pressure, what you should do. Just observe how it is without changing, because it's not about to change. It's about to accept how it is. And from there, it changes by itself.
Right.
This is a little secret. It happens. You cannot change it. The change happens by itself when we start accepting what is.
Ooh, I'm going to have to write that one down. So let's say in busy lives, right, let's say the great majority of people are not conscious breathing. We're just not even aware that we're breathing at all as we go through doing.
First of all, starting in a busy day, no chance.
Right.
You have to start writing your script of your movie when it's time to write the script and not while running the movie.
Right. Okay.
You have to write the new script up front by taking time for it. You have to start walking with your bicycle to get on your bicycle to drive it.
Right. So in breathing terms, what does that mean?
In breathing terms, it means to be aware that that becomes significant for me. I would like to give some examples why it should become significant. Just let's take our times. This is since ever, but today even more than ever, we're in a very fear-based environment.
True.
Fear-based environment means I'm in fear, consciously or unconsciously. Fear means contracting and life surviving mode. This means actually to give color to my life is not essential. Survival is right now.
Exactly.
In this surviving mode, my immune system is not relevant.
Yes.
It is surviving relevant. So it's fight, flight, or freeze. In this moment, the body goes in autopilot. You have no access to any control, and the immune system, the digestion, all the parasympathetic relaxing functions are shut off, and the sympathetic is active. This is where the immune system is shut down. It goes down, and we have no defense system. We need to survive.
Right.
And this is going on actively to be increased by every news you hear, by listening to negative conversation. What you can do, put away the newspaper, switch off the television, certainly out of your bedroom, best out of the flat. Mm. You don't need to listen to the news, what happens on the other side of the world.
Right.
It's not relevant. It doesn't mean you're ignorant. You are aware that it's already enough and you don't need to add on information which doesn't have any relevance to you. One example, in the 19th, there was a big flu epidemic in the States and it didn't end. Mm. The mayor of the city went to the newspapers and said, stop writing about it.
Right.
What happened a month later, there was no epidemic anymore.
It's what you focus on grows, right?
What you focus on, you create in your life. And we focus in the moment just on fear and how much worse it gets. This is what we are doing. Just today I heard there is an even worse coronavirus created
in
now.
South Africa.
We are in Europe. Or wherever in the world, and we know that in South Africa there is, and we don't have an idea what's going on there.
So all it does is serve to make fear.
We create already this threat here in our world with our thinking.
Yes.
Just to become aware of this, and there is Think and Grow Rich, a book which I adore by Napoleon Hill. Yeah. This is all about how you create your reality.
True.
And this guy was living 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Until 1970 when he died. And he was scientifically 20 years researching the most successful people, what made them successful. And he found out that they consciously think and rethink and create their success. And he found the success formula. By the way, that's a book I recommend to everyone above 50. And there is a reason. Napoleon Hill found out after 45, after the time when the sexual drive was so dominant to create families, after this, and this is really good news for everybody above 50, you are in the right age to become successful.
Ah, good news.
Yes.
So, pardon? Why? Because the energy that we then put into the reproduction and the children and all that, we can then convert to focus on success.
Because this sexual energy is so unconsciously focused on the man, on the woman, we can transmute this energy into success energy. But usually we are blind to this.
Yes.
We are not open to this because we are so sex oriented.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, but we are not open to success. And this, we don't have to worry about it because we are all above 50. So the good news for us, we are in the greatest time. And I'm working in the conscious community and I have a lot of members with me in my group who are above 50 and above 60. And they're amazing because they are really focused and know what they're doing and why they're, and they are not disturbed.
Yeah. And that's
not at all, but from a recreation, from a reproduction.
Oh, yeah,
be aware, for a woman having sex after 50, most probably is more relaxed than ever before. Potentially, it's always, am I pregnant? Do I want this?
Yeah.
And afterwards, when the game is cleared, you can be completely relaxed.
I totally
because
agree.
You know, because a child is a responsibility, and tell me, believe
and
me, I know
it's
that.
Exhausting as well. Wolfgang, we have a few more minutes over, and of course, there's still so many things I want to ask you. But first of all, I want to have three sort of concrete tips. You mentioned three in your notes to me.
My first, there is one thing we usually get upset when we get disturbed.
Right.
My advice, my recommendation is take any disturbance and embrace it.
Right.
Any disturbance takes you out of a hypnotic rhythm and brings you into the now.
Right. It takes you out of that automatic pilot you were talking
exactly.
about before. Right.
Exactly. A disturbance is a support to come out of something what you're unaware to bring you into the now, into the moment, into the awareness.
Right. You can then take at least one of those deep conscious breaths, and that sort of calms and brings you deeper into relaxation. And we see everything different, of course. You know, when in the flight mode, we only survive, as you say, our brain is then, the blood goes from the brain to our heart so that we can run fast. So, okay. So number one, embrace disturbance as an opportunity.
Embrace it. Celebrate it.
Yes. Number two?
Number two is, when I said take time for breathing, you might say, when is that? I don't know when. There is times, and this is maybe the most significant tip, when you have to wait for something.
Right.
You might become upset because you have to wait for something. It doesn't start at the time.
Right.
Be in time somewhere, and the time you wait for a meeting start or whatever, take this time and breathe.
It's like a gift, isn't it? To take that opportunity to then breathe consciously. That's one that I'm certainly going to put in.
Convert from being angry into being grateful for having time for yourself.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. And the third one?
The third one I implemented also recently. Plan pillars in your day of positivity. For instance, be aware that you meet a friend at a certain time and go for a coffee, and take this as a conscious pillar of happiness.
Right.
So this is not just a meeting, you just have a coffee. You go and really have a point of positivity.
Right.
You don't only take this into the conversation, but this is like dragging you through the times when you might not be so positive. And
right.
You have to focus on the next positive event on the day and plan three or four such pillars. For instance, you're happy to see your children when they wake up, or you meet your children when they come from school, or you meet your husband when he comes from work. You also put significance to the event, what certainly gives him the feeling of being attracted, and he will be at home at time.
And does that have to be with other people? Because I'm just thinking, you know, for most of us over 50, our children have left home and not everybody has a partner or a husband. Can you do, and also say in times of corona, we're not always going off for a coffee. Can we plan one of those positive pillars just for ourselves, like listening to our favorite piece of music at a certain time of day, or go for a walk? Yeah.
Of course, of course. I have my daily nature walk with my children. For instance, meeting you, Julie, today was such a pillar. I was looking forward to the moment when I switch on my Zoom room to meet you.
And it's all you say, it's taking control in a way. Instead of running on this autopilot, it's you taking control of your time. And that's the whole definition of conscious, isn't it? It's actually a choice, something that you're programmed in. Now, look, we're really approaching the end, but I have one, and I definitely want to have you back, Wolfgang, if you were willing, because there's so much that you've sparked there that I would like to talk about. But I do want to, just before we finish, and only if it's not going to be too long, you said, my vision is to breathe with a billion people and to bring the men back home. What does that mean?
What that means, by the way, I have to correct it because in the meantime, my vision changed. By 2030, every person on the planet will wake up with a conscious breath.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Why? When this is happening, I know our planet will be changed.
Better. And what's to bring the men back home?
You know, I see a lot of men. If you look at the situation, most criminals are men. Not men, all most men are criminals, but most criminals. No. And this doesn't come from a place of what a man wants. It's a reaction on where he's driven to. You know, for instance, what happened in your childhood, you were not respected. Nobody. There is one scientist, he found out, he was asking men in prison, what do they want? And you know what response he got? They looked at him and said, nobody ever asked them what they want. And from this place, you start a rebellion. You become aggressive because you want to be seen. You want to be heard. So this is relevant.
Bring them back home to their true self then.
Exactly. So it's more coming back to yourself home. But because of this, you will be back home with your family, with your wife.
Right. And truly present then.
And to just make a short connection to Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill writes in one chapter, a love relationship, a good relationship to a woman changes every man and gives meaning to his life.
Very wise man. But it is true, right? And it's all about that connection and the balance of the energies.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that, Wolfgang. Thank you for your time. And I wish you well with your vision, because it does sound like something that could truly make the world a better place.
Well, I have a Facebook group which I founded, which is called Wake Up with a Conscious Breath.
Okay.
So everyone who wants to contribute and actually wants to step in can just ask for joining the group.
Right.
And is very welcome. Yes, thank you. It's not like I select some people.
Yeah.
I really talk about every person on the planet. It's huge. My vision includes you. In 2030, we wake up with a conscious breath. And I'm aware it's a very bold vision.
Well, I'm happy to help you share it. And
thank
I'm happy
you very
to
much.
Help share this Facebook. And I will make sure that we do, because that's the way forward, right?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Thank you very much. Until we meet again.
Thank you very much, Julie. And I'm happy to come back.
Wonderful. I've taken note of that. And for the rest of you out there, embrace these tips. Embrace these tips on conscious breathing and all that it can do with us. So I will repeat them rapidly. Embrace disturbance as an opportunity to come back into the moment and take one deep breath. Use waiting time to breathe consciously. It's a gift. Plan moments during the day where you land, as Wolfgang said, on the bright side. So little moments when you get out of the operational mode and just create that little beam of happiness for you in whichever way makes sense. I wish you well. Until next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.